Good morning, everyone. It's November 18th, Wednesday, and welcome to today's Market Ahead, a pre-market podcast from Business Standard. I'm Swati, and let's have a quick look at the top cues for the equity markets in today's session. But first, the headlines. Morgan Stanley sees Sensex at 50,000 in 2021, raises index EPS. Lakshmi Vilas Bank under moratorium, RBI proposes merger with DBS Bank. Supreme Court to hear loan moratorium extension case today. RBI curbs withdrawals from Jalna-based Mantha Urban Cooperative Bank for 6 months. Piramal revises offer for DHFL's retail book to counter Adani bid. Wipro shareholders approve up to Rs. 9,500 crore buyback plan at Rs. 400 per share. And Goldman ups India GDP forecast on vaccine hopes, now sees 10.8% contraction. Now, the news in detail. Global brokerage firm Morgan Stanley expects the benchmark Sensex top the 50,000 milestone by end of next year. The brokerage believes the economic growth cycle is not fully priced in. It has revised upwards the earnings per share estimate for Sensex. Earlier, the brokerage had a target of 37,300 for June 2021. Besides, Goldman Sachs on Tuesday upgraded its India GDP forecast to a contraction of 10.3% in FY21 as against its earlier estimate of a negative growth of 14.8%. The US-based firm said developments on the vaccine front, where two candidates have posted satisfactory progress, will be very helpful in the recovery. Meanwhile, the Reserve Bank of India on Tuesday proposed to merge private sector lender Lakshmi Vilas Bank with the India subsidiary of Singapore's DBS Bank, even as LVB was put under moratorium for at least a month by the government. Further, the Piramal Group revised its offer for DHFL's retail book on Tuesday. Oak Tree Capital, which had last week revised its offer for all assets of DHFL to Rs. 31,000 crore, did not make any further revision. With this, the Adani Group remains the highest bidder for all assets of DHFL with its bid of Rs. 31,250 crore. Now, let's take a look at the global cues. In the overnight trade, US stocks retreated from record closing highs on Tuesday, ending lower as surging COVID-19 cases, the growing threat of a fresh round of economic lockdowns, and weak retail sales data dampened the euphoria caused by potential vaccine breakthroughs. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said on Tuesday it was not time to shut down emergency programs aimed at battling the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic, with cases again surging and the economy left with a long way to go to recover. Asian equities too were set for a sluggish open on Wednesday, tracking a lower Wall Street session. At 7:23 a.m., Nifty futures on the Singapore Exchange traded 30.5 points or 0.24% lower at 12,903 levels, indicating a muted start for the Indian market on Wednesday. In commodities, oil prices edged lower in post-settlement trade on Tuesday. Back home, shares of Wipro may remain in focus today as the IT services major on Tuesday said its shareholders have approved up to Rs. 9,500 crore share buyback plan at Rs. 400 per share. That's all we have in today's Market Ahead. For all the latest news and views on the business, economy and markets, do log on to businessstandard.com.